Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Lexby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 27th of August, the 239th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 126 days until the end of 2022. How'd that happen? Seems like we just turned the page on 2021. Did you hear the sound NASA was able to capture of the Perseus black hole? It's a first, and pretty spooky if you ask me. Take a listen. Perseus Galaxy Cluster? It's a massive space structure that's 11 million light years across and located about 240 million light years away from Earth. It's one of the most massive objects in the known universe and contains thousands of galaxies immersed in a vast cloud of multi-million degree gas. What you just heard is the sound from the black hole from the center of the Perseus Galaxy Cluster. Incredible, no?
We're in the Sound Kitchen cooking I don't know what. My name is Bill Hunt, W.M. Hunt. Susan's cooking something special today.
To traditional music from Bretagne, or Brittany, where I just spent a good 10 days at my husband's family house. I didn't hear music like this, although one day we did stop and listen to a men's chorus singing sailors' songs, which was sweet. Brittany is in the west of France on the Atlantic coast, and my husband's family is quite fortunate. The grandfather built the house in the 50s, and it's right on the ocean. It's usually pretty chilly in Carnac, the little town where the house is. Too chilly for me, the Texan, to go into the cold Atlantic. But this year, like everywhere, Carnac had a hot spell, and boy, was I glad to get in the water. So was my dog, who happily paddled about and was so relieved to cool off. My parents-in-law are absolutely lovely. And we have a great time together, mainly, remember, we're in France, eating. Aside from that, we didn't do much, aside from walking down to the ocean and making a quick ploof to cool off several times a day, and sitting on the terrace staring at the ocean. Friends and family drop by, we chat, the whole lot of far niente, as the Italians say. Do nothing, that means. A real vacation. But we were, even my daughter, ready to get back to a regular rhythm, and I'm happy to be behind the microphone talking to y'all again. Lots of good things to come. There's the Listener's Corner, some fabulous jazz Air One chose for us, and of course, the quiz, so stay tuned.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
'Cause it's time for the quiz. On the 9th of July, I asked you a question about an article and video written and produced by our very own Happy Olya Horton. It was about Fatmata Binta, who had just won the prestigious 2022 Basque Culinary World Prize, which goes to, as Olya wrote, chefs from around the world who are using their talent and creativity to create positive change. end quote. Fatmata Binta created the Fulani Kitchen Foundation. As she told Olya, traveling around to different communities and collecting recipes, she saw the enormous difficulties women faced. So she created the foundation. She already has 4 acres of land in northern Ghana, where women can, as Olya wrote, do arts and crafts and grow fonia that will be packaged up and sold back into the community. End quote. Binta plans on using her prize money to further develop her center for women, the Fulani Kitchen Foundation. Fatmata Binta took a while to find her calling, moving around from job to job. Her mother gave her a nickname, and that was your question. What nickname did Fatmata Binta's mother give her? The answer is touch and leave. As Olya wrote, Binta admits that it's taken some time to finally settle into her true calling. Her mother fondly nicknamed her touch and leave when she was younger because of her tendency to flit from one thing to another. After completing international relations studies, she went to culinary school in Kenya, then spent quite a bit of time dabbling in other jobs in marketing and television, but now she is home at last, end quote. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question, what's your comfort food? Lots of great answers, which I'll read to you a bit later on the Listener's Corner, so don't touch that dial. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Yeyami Sande John Touré from Freetown, Sierra Leone, who is also the winner of the bonus question. He wrote, "You amazed me because it's the first time you've asked a question about a person in my beautiful home of Sierra Leone. My comfort food, which I would like for you to try one day, is cassava leaves and rice. Well, I hope one day I will try it, and in beautiful Sierra Leone." From the RFI Amour fan club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh, Nuriez is a lucky winner this week, whose comfort food is ice cream. Nuriez wrote, "I am drooling just thinking about it. It has a smooth, creamy texture, and I simply love it. In my childhood, my family only gave me ice cream if I had excellent results. It brings great memories, and when I'm feeling down or stressed, it can make me feel better quickly." I love ice cream too, Nuriaz. Winner brother Muhammad Salim Akhtar Chadhar, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Radio Listeners Club in District Chinio, Pakistan, noted that his days start with a delicious and yummy breakfast like paratha, lassi, butter, curd, and pickle. I feel healthy. There's RFI Listeners Club member Arne Ten from Harjuma, Estonia. For Arne, it's whipped cream with blueberries and strawberries that hit the good spot. And last but certainly not least, RFI English listener Kalyani Basak from West Bengal, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Earlier this week, RFI English correspondent Murali Krishnan in New Delhi wrote an article for us, India-Africa Partnership Gets a Boost with Investment Conclave. In it, Murali reports on an investment meeting in New Delhi that brought together several African leaders to discuss boosting commercial ties between India and African countries. Krishnan quoted India's foreign minister, Subramaniam Jaishankar, who said that India was among the leading countries that have invested in the African continent. Reread Murali Krishnan's article, India-Africa Partnership Gets a Boost with Investment Conclave, and answer me this. What is the difference between China's investment policy on the continent and India's? Again, reread Murali Krishnan's article, India-Africa Partnership Gets a Boost with Investment Conclave, and tell me what the difference is between China's and India's investment policies on the African continent? To help you with the answer, you can find Morali's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com. It's also on the Sound Kitchen and the club's Facebook pages. If you've been listening to the Sound Kitchen for the past month or so, you know there is a bonus question every week. If, in addition to your answer to this week's quiz question, you take the time to answer an additional question, you'll be eligible for an extra gift. The bonus question on the 23rd of July was, what is your dream day off from work or school? I said off, as in holiday, not at school or work. But most of you heard of, as in what was your best day at work or school. So we'll try again. After all, that's a pretty good question too. What was your favorite day at work or school? We'll just change the question to that for July 23rd. Any of you who answered off instead of, I'll put your answer back in the hat for the draw for this week's, today's, bonus question, although you still have to answer today's quiz question. So this time, write to me with your dream day off from school or work, a day when you do not go to school or work, a free day. What do you do with it? What's your favorite thing to do when you are not at school or work? Answer this week's bonus question, what is your dream day when you do not have to go to work or school, along with this week's regular quiz question, and you'll be eligible for an extra gift. You have until the 19th of September to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 24th of September to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 3112 9682. That's +336 3112 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensley's cooking.
Time for the Listener's Corner, where you'll hear your fellow listeners' answers to the weekly bonus question. This week's question was, what is your comfort food? Ms. Deepita Chakrabarty wrote, home-cooked food, in my opinion, is the ideal comfort food. As a responsible mother, preparing home-cooked food regularly gives me the satisfaction of healthier food than processed food, resulting in higher energy levels and better mental health, and, of course, longer life for my family. On the same note, Rebea Begum wrote, anything made by my mother. I'm with you, Rebea. Anything made by my French mother-in-law, I'm going to love. Even mushrooms, which I absolutely detest. Father Stephen Wara's comfort food is rice. He wrote, I so love eating rice that in my religious community, the rice dish received the nickname Steespy. Stephen's special. Father Stephen, you have a brother in Mahesh Jain whose comfort food is the North Indian dish Kadhi Chawal, or curry rice. And you both have a sister in Shahanaj Parvin Sati. It's rice and beef for her. Radhakrishna Pillai and loves rice porridge, or kanji, above all. And for Tasneem Sala, it's rice pudding. Is that the same as rice porridge? For Tatia Sala, are you two sisters? You have the same address. Anyway, Tatia wrote, anything made of fish. Tatia, you would be in heaven in Brittany. All we eat there is caught that day fish. Loads of shellfish, too, with homemade mayonnaise. Yum! For Jayanta Chakrabarty, it's, as he put it, the cool water of the green coconut. Mohammed Aksan wrote any drink, and Saleh Likon, any Bangladeshi dish. For Abu Saleh, it's chicken, and for Rashiduzaman, soup. Raheen Ali finds his comfort in good old bread and butter. Saidul Islam in milk. I drink a lot of milk too, Saidul, especially when I can't sleep. Jobayata Akhtar Jai wrote eggs, any way you can serve them. Egg curry, scrambled eggs, fried eggs, boiled eggs, egg salad, egg pasta, egg noodles, fried egg rice, egg burger, egg pizza, egg sandwich. What do you think, listeners? I think Jobayata really likes eggs. Jobayata, I hope you have some chickens. Kashif Khalil said any potato product, but especially mashed potatoes and French fries. And especially French fries. Kashif wrote, even though they are extremely unhealthy for me, they just hit the spot and make me feel like I've been lifted up. It does not matter the season. Any time of the year, French fries will always be my favorite food. For me, mashed potatoes every day of the year would be just fine. Most of you seem to find your comfort in savory foods. How about those of you with a sweet tooth? There's Sajjad Hossein, who, just like Nuria's, one of today's quiz winners, it's ice cream that does it for him. Ha. We used to shout at the dinner table, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. My parents had some funky old ice cream maker one of us had to sit on, which was very cold, and I have no idea why we had to sit on it. And there was this huge hand crank. They had to turn and turn and turn what seemed like forever, especially when you were the child with the bad luck to have to sit on it. But after all that, voila, delicious homemade ice cream. On the healthier side of sweet, there's Mohammed Likon, who loves bananas, and Zenon Tellus wrote fruits. Bananas, pineapples, something sweet. But enough is enough. Now I'm approaching 60. I must rush for a sugar checkup after having taken life all these years. Oh, Zenon, fried food is one thing, commercial candies, all those highly processed foods. Yes, at our age, time to slow down on that. But fruit? Did you ever hear the joke about the two elderly ladies in paradise? It was wonderful paradise, and they loved it. At one point, one said to the other, "My, my, if I knew it was going to be like this, I wouldn't have eaten all that awful healthy oat bran." So eat fruit and live an honorable life, and all is well. Everyone, be sure and check out the RFI English Clubs and the RFI Listeners Club pages for a quiz sponsored by Anand Bain in memory of his wife, Supta Bain. Anand Bain is the president of the Pariwar Bandhu RFI Shortwave Club in Chhattisgarh, India. It looks fun. Be sure and enter.
This is the Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many, many thanks to Erwan Rome for his input and his mixing mastery. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about the Women's African Cup of Nations. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, RFIEnglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch, and stay safe, my friends. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's a musician first and foremost. He plays the conga drums. Today, Erwan has chosen for us a piece by Sonny Rollins, known as the Saxophone Colossus, and rightly so. He may well be my favorite sax player, so thanks, Erwan. Sonny Rollins is not only an artistic colossus, he seems to be indestructible. He started playing professionally, my friends, in 1948, and he's still going strong. Did you do the math? Yep, a 7-decade career, during which he's recorded over 60 albums. Erwan chose the title track from Rollins' 1956 record, Tenor Madness. He's joined by John Coltrane, another saxophone legend, on the only recording featuring the two of them playing together. It's wonderful. It's history. It's epic. It's fabulous. Enjoy. And thanks again, Erwan, for another musical adventure. Talk to you all next week.